1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Movie Tavern by Marcus. This new year, purchase a 2020 Ultimate Popcorn Tub. Unlimited popcorn for only $4.95 every visit for the whole year. Because movies never tasted so good.
I wanted to ask Huey about this song.
Well, hold on. Let me introduce him first. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the program, first time, Huey Lewis. Morning, Huey. How are you?
Morning, gang. How you doing?
We're good.
Glad you're here. I always love that song. It's about Vietnam veterans, is it not?
It is. It is.
Did you have a particular story about that, or anybody that you knew, or was it just a comment on everything?
It was written by a friend of mine, by two friends of mine, Andre Pessis and Kevin Wells, and they just had written this song and asked me to sing it for their demo. So I just, as a favor, sang it for them, and I said, wow, this is a good song.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we should do it. And they said, would you please? And we did.
History.
And it worked out pretty well for everybody in that case.
Yeah.
Hey, you've had a ton of hits, but I want to talk about the more important things. You're the front man of a very successful band, Huey Lewis and the News. Your looks are everything. You have to be happy with the way you've aged, right? I mean, you still look really good, Huey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take your word for that.
Take my word for that.
I don't think I look that good, to be honest with you, because I know what I used to look like.
Yeah.
And so...
No, you do.
It's all gone south for me.
I'm so glad you haven't done fillers or anything like that, Huey. Keep it up.
Well, what are fillers?
You know how the housewives have that look where they all look like weird fish? They have that look now.
You don't look like weird fish. That's great.
Hey, big puffed up lips, perfectly smooth face.
Yeah, just odd. Yeah.
Before we talk about your new album that just came out a couple of days ago, you're a big 49er fan, right?
I am.
You want to talk about the Super Bowl for a second?
Sure.
Because you guys pounded the Packers twice this year. I mean, it was just embarrassing what the 49ers did.
Right.
So you had to be really pleased with that.
We were. It's one of those things where you have to be not only good to get to the Super Bowl, you have to be deep, and you have to be healthy at the right time, and then you have to be lucky as well. So when all that happens and you get your chance and then you don't win, it only reminds me of how great those earlier 49er teams were.
Do you remember when they were going to change the 49er logo? I think, is today the anniversary?
25 years ago. No, it was a couple of days ago when the DeBartolos were going to put that 49er on the helmet and take the SF off. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that. I remember when they changed the color from red to cardinal.
Oh,
yeah. Now it's kind of back to red again.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's such an iconic uniform. They need to just leave it alone. It's just...
Well, you know, the uniforms look a lot better when you win. You know what I mean?
It's true.
Yeah, they do.
It's true. When you have Steve Young in one of them, it doesn't hurt, or Joe Montana. But Garoppolo's pretty good, too. Why do you have Huey Lewis on? You're talking about football. He has a new album out, you idiots.
Came out on Valentine's Day.
Yes.
We didn't know. I'm glad we know now.
What inspired you? It's been 10 years since you put an album out.
Well, we just had, we had 7 songs. We were quietly compiling, and we had 7 tunes, and then my hearing collapsed, so... We waited for a year for it to recover, and it hasn't. So we thought we'd share the songs with our fans.
To the wider world, that came out as like a vocal issue. We all thought. I mean, now when reading about Meniere's disease, that's what you have.
Right, it's a hearing issue.
Yeah,
I can't hear music enough to sing. It's cacophony for me. But
so does it come and go? Some days are better than the others.
It does, and today's a pretty good day actually. So I haven't given up hope. I'm hoping it's going to get better. And it is what it is,
And so do you take pills or do you,
eardrops?
Have to sit in a hot room or a cold room or
all of
you nitrogen?
Things,
yeah. A salt room. There's a salt room.
No, I have a certain protocol. I'm taking diuretics and I have a new genetic thing that I'm trying. And I won't bore you with that stuff. It's all.
Oh, Huey, we're in the age, that's all we do.
Yeah, I know. Talk about meds, right?
Yeah. Thanksgiving dinner, that's all it is. I got this.
We go to Summerfest to see, your show, let's say, and all we talk about beforehand is our surgeries or what pills we need.
Yeah. No, I know. It's not fun. This getting old is getting old.
Not for suckers.
Yeah.
With the hearing loss and all that, do you miss touring?
I don't miss doing five shows a week.
Okay.
That I don't miss. But I do miss doing a show a week. And most of all, I miss the guys, you know, the 25 of us, the circus that was rock and roll touring. I mean,
There's
nothing like that. You get to kind of live like a teenager and you know, play music. So, yeah, I miss that a lot.
Well, you, your drummer is a guy you went to high school with, right? I mean, you guys have known each other forever.
Yeah, actually middle school.
Which is kind of amazing. You know that I believe you are the first band, Huey Lewis and the News, was the first band to go into the Summerfest Wall of Fame, Hall of Fame, whatever we have over at the Summerfest grounds.
Right, I think so too.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. You were kind of like, Tom Petty played Summerfest forever before he passed away. He'd like played pretty much every year for 10 years, Maybe missed a couple in there. You were that before Tom Petty, weren't you?
For sure.
You played Summerfest a ton.
And we love Milwaukee. Milwaukee has a kinship with San Francisco in a way, right? I mean, in a way, it's kind of, it's a town and a city. And, you know, we always just had great gigs and loved Milwaukee, always.
So the most brilliant part about your new album is the, you saw the big picture years ago, Huey Lewis and the News, and then Sports came out, and now this album is called Weather. It took you 30 some odd years to get the whole joke out there, but it's spectacular, Huey. Well done.
Well said. Well, we haven't done business yet. Maybe business.
Maybe commentary or editorial.
Style.
Styles. Yeah. Like, real estate.
Do you have that many more albums in you?
I don't think so. And style somehow isn't going to work for us. I don't think so.
Do you listen to your stuff? And I know that your hearing is a problem now. Do you listen on vinyl? You listen on downloads, digital, discs? How do you do it? What's your favorite?
Files, pretty much.
Okay.
You know, almost all files. I mean, I appreciate vinyl, and I understand it. But there's no right or wrong to that. You know, it's just different.
All right.
So you do an album, and you want to check out the final product. How is your hearing when it comes to evaluating what you've done or what you're listening
to? Well,
it
depends on where my hearing is.
Okay.
But when it's bad, I can't hear anything.
Sometimes bad is bad, Huey.
Oh! Bam!
Got nailed that, right?
Huey, tell me this wasn't the best interview you've done in years.
The best one I've done in all day.
Stop it. All right. Thanks very much.
Come back to Milwaukee. We miss you.
Thanks, you guys.
Huey. Stop on in when you come in.
Appreciate it.
See you when you get back here, Huey.
See you soon.
Huey Lewis, new album out, Weather. You can get it now. It's on Spotify. I didn't even realize that it came out on Valentine's Day. I feel like an idiot
I know what
now.
You're doing this afternoon.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. I feel like an idiot now.
What do you mean?
Oh, I feel like an idiot.
Hey, you had that great line, sometimes bad is bad. That was brilliant.
That was followed up with a cheap shot like that. Yeah.